This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, October 5th, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. We have an update on the officer-related shooting at the Brinnen Community Center near U.S. Highway 101 and Doe's Wallops Road that occurred on Friday, September 23rd, 2022. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office deputies had initially reported that shots had been fired, and responding deputies aided Timothy C. Connor, 49, of Bremerton, until medics arrived. Following an airlift to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle, Connor died. An investigation by the Washington State Patrol commenced per state law following officer-related shootings resulting in death or grievous injury. According to the PT leader, Connor had been subject to a search and investigation at the time and was shot while reaching for a handgun when two sheriff deputies attempted to arrest him on past warrants. At the time of the confrontation in Brinnen, Connor was listed on Kitsap County Sheriff's Office's Most Wanted list and was facing charges of second-degree child molestation. The two deputies from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office who were involved in the incident were identified last Friday as Sergeant Ryan Mende and Detective Brian Anderson. The investigation into the shooting continues to be conducted by the Washington State Patrol. Governor Inslee has declared today to be Taste Washington Day, an appropriate beginning to National Farm to School Month. This is to highlight the importance of locally grown food and to make school kids aware of the chain between local farms and school cafeterias. Participating schools will organize visits to school gardens to feature local foods on school menus, and more than 20 schools and 30 farmers have already signed up for the event. Blake Fox, 38, of Port Townsend, has been incarcerated in Jefferson County Jail on $500,000 bail since his arrest November 27th for the second-degree murder of Robin L. Richards, a 62-year-old Quilcene man. Last Friday, in an appearance before Superior Court Judge Keith Harper, Fox changed his not guilty plea to guilty as part of a plea agreement with prosecutors. He will be sentenced October 28th in Jefferson County Superior Court. Prosecutors have alleged that Fox shot Robin L. Richards on the night after Thanksgiving 2021 as Richards was unarmed and sitting in a chair just inside the front door of his home in Quilcene. Authorities searched Fox's bedroom at his parents' house and found an AR-15 rifle and a 12-gauge shotgun. Authorities also discovered hundreds of rounds of ammunition in 8 different calibers. Fox has no prior criminal history. He is facing a standard sentencing range of 123 to 220 months in prison, 10 plus years to a little over 18 years, and community custody of 36 months. The plea agreement includes the dismissal of a firearm enhancement to the second-degree murder charge, which might have warranted a longer prison sentence. He was arrested after a manhunt of nearly 12 hours on November 27, 2021. A 73-year-old woman who had symptoms of a mild cardiac infarction, a tissue death due to inadequate blood supply, was airlifted from a Holland America cruise ship near Port Angeles Monday. Coast Guard watchstanders at the 13th Coast Guard District Command Center in Seattle received a medical evacuation request from the cruise ship Westerdam while the ship was approximately 46 miles west of the Strait of Juan de Fuca. The cruise ship was directed to continue sailing toward Port Angeles. A rescue helicopter air crew from Coast Guard Air Station Port Angeles airlifted the woman from the ship at 8:50 a.m. Monday as the vessel neared Port Angeles. Tyler Street Plaza will receive 6 steel lighting poles along with electrical and concrete work to provide year-round overhead lights. This will help in the late fall and winter months when downtown Port Townsend appears like an abandoned northern outpost blanketed in darkness. The prep work is scheduled to begin October 10th and will employ the Port Townsend Creative District, including Port Townsend Main Street, the City of Port Townsend, and others. Funding for the infrastructure project is provided by an Arts WA grant, Port Townsend Main Street, local donors through the Give Big campaign, and in-kind assistance from the city. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.